That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Lum and Abner's great duel turned out well for all parties concerned. No shots were fired, and the old fellows finally reached an understanding. Both of them realized that they had been suspecting the other of the same thing. So now they're better friends than ever. However, peace did not reign long. It so happened that the governor was passing through Pine Ridge, and he wanted an important document notarized. Well, while Notary Public Peabody was gaily going about his official business, the governor noticed that Abner's notary commission had expired 10 years before. So now, we'll soon see what happened next. You know, ladies, it seems that shopping is always necessary. Now, when you're shopping and headaches result, remember Alka-Seltzer for pleasant, refreshing relief. See how quickly Alka-Seltzer's pain-relieving analgesic sodium acetyl salicylate goes right to work on your headache. It can go to work fast because it's in solution when you drink it. That's why it can help you feel better so quickly. Yes, ma'am, Alka-Seltzer can give the kind of relief you want when you want it. It's compounded by Miles Laboratories under a secret scientific process. That's why we say there's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer. And when you need it, be sure you have it. Now's the time to get a large economical package from your drugstore. The large family package contains over 3 times as many tablets as the smaller Get Acquainted size, yet costs only twice as much. And when your tablets get down to 4, that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their Jot'em Down store discussing Abner's demotion from public office.
Oh, well, that must have been a mistake, Miss Saxon. Oh, sure, we'll take care of that. Send it out on the deliver. Was there anything else you're needing? Yeah, we got some nice fresh country butter.
Try to get rid of that if you can.
Well, I'd love to get shut of it. Don't need none, huh? How about some bacon?
What I get for buying it.
All right, well, thank you for calling. Goodbye. Hey, Granny's Abner, you got to watch that.
I never bought that butter. You was the one that let Grandpappy Spears pan that off on you.
I ain't talking about the butter. We'll find somebody that'll use it. But you put Miss Saxon's order up wrong. Put in cornstarch, did a bacon powder. And liquid shoe polish, did a ketchup. That's the 4th mistake you've made on delivers today. What's the matter with you, anyway?
Well, I'm sorry, Lum. I never meant to do that.
Are you sick?
No. Well, Lum, I just can't get over feeling bad about losing my appointment as a notary publics.
Oh, you still worrying about that, huh?
I can't help it, Lum. I've been a public officer of some kind for at least 20 years in this town. Now I get thrown out. I'm an old man, Lum. I can tell it.
No, you ain't, Abner. A man's just as old as he feels.
I never lived to be as old as I feel today. I'm just a nobody. I was been.
Has been.
Has been, was been. It all boils down to the same thing. I've been thrown right out of office. And by the governor. I'm a disagree.
No, you ain't.
I am done it. Got unimpeached from office. Elizabeth finds that out, she'll separate me short of the world.
Ain't you told her yet?
Oh, Lummy, of course not. Break her poor little heart. She's always been so proud of me for being a public officer. Might not every time she writes a letter to any of her relays, she works that into it some way. Everybody had a good time at the governor's banquet last night or something like that.
Well, does she actually put that in her letter?
Yeah, generally. Especially if the relate she's writing to lives a long ways away from here.
Well, just being a notary public don't let you go to no governor's banquet.
Well, she don't say we go. She just says everybody has a good time. Of course, her relates don't know what happened. Just shows you, though, how much this has meant to Elizabeth.
Well, I think you're making a molehill out of a mountain, looks to me like.
No, I ain't, Mom. And there's little Pearl, my daughter. If she ever finds out her papa's been run out of office, she's liable to suicide herself. Or wear black dresses all the rest of her life. That's what I'm doing to my own little daughter.
Oh, now, Abner.
Bless her heart. Baseball left her lips to heart.
Abner, you're taking this too hard. It ain't that serious. Honest, it ain't.
It is to me, Lon. Being out of office is the worst blow that's ever been struck at me.
Well, Abner, in the first place, you ain't been in office for 10 years now.
Huh?
Your commission as a notary public's expired in 1935. That's what made the governor get so riled up.
Yeah, but I'd forgot about that. So as far as I was concerned, I was still in office, Lon.
Fact is, any papers you notarized in the last 10 years is unlegal.
Yeah.
All them 50 cents you collected was unlegal, too. Embezzling public funds, I think you'd call it.
Now, Lon, don't start telling me things like that. I've got enough trouble as it is. Being a disgrace is enough for one day without being a bezzler, too.
Just a lucky thing for you that nobody ever checked up on you before. Or that you never done much business.
Well, now, Lon, what am I going to do? How can I walk down the road and hold my head up? Everybody'll keep pointing at me and say, there he is, thrown out of office. A no-count nobody was being.
For goodness sakes, Abner, you carry on like you was a Bendix Arnold.
Bendix Arnold? Who's that?
Oh, he was a feller that treasoned again the government.
What happened to him?
I don't know. Run him clean out of the country, I think.
See there? What did I tell you? That's what they'll do to me, too.
Oh, that's silly, Abner. You never treasoned again the government.
The way the governor carried on yesterday, you thought I'd have done everything.
Well, he was just in a hurry and was kind of upset and everything.
I know one thing. I'll never get to go to another one of the governor's banquets again.
Well, you never went to none of them before.
What? Oh, that's right. Well, Elizabeth will have to stop putting that in her letters, though.
Look, Abner, I don't blame you for feeling kind of bad about this. I didn't exactly appreciate his altitude myself. After all, I don't see that it's a dad blamed importance to have that commission renewed every year. It just takes up somebody's time. But I wouldn't feel too bad about it if I was you.
I do, though, Lon.
What I didn't like was that remark he made about Pine Ridge, saying he's going to take steps to have it removed out of the state of Arkansas.
Can he do that?
Why, no. Leastways, I don't think he can.
Be a pretty big job lifting up a whole town, setting it down some other state. Reckon where we'll wind up at, Oklahoma?
I don't think he actually meant that literal.
There's a lot of room for extra town down there in Texas, but I don't believe I'd want to be in the same state with my brother-in-law, that barman. Reckon Florida'd like another town.
Well, Abner, he ain't going to move Pine Ridge.
Wish he'd set us down in California. I could just reach out and grab an orange anytime I wanted one. Knob hob with them moving picture stars. That Ronald Duck and Betty Gable and Ren 10-10 and Bolton
Blackie. Now, don't get
Blackie.
Carried away, Abner. Pine Ridge is staying right where it's at.
Well, I don't know, Lon. I'm sort of getting like that California idea.
See, the governor was just upset kind of the way you was running your office.
Danny Duncan.
And on account of you ruined that paper he wanted notarized. I reckon you can't much blame him.
No, maybe not. I don't know.
But I sort of resented him incinerating that the whole town was run the way you run the notary public's office.
Did he do that?
I don't know where he exactly did or not, but I grant as I know this, Pine Ridge is one of the best-run towns in the whole country, including Canada and Alaska. I'd like to prove it to him, too.
Well, how do you prove a thing like that,
though? Well, you just... Well, I don't know how you would do that.
I don't either. I don't know about that.
You know, it might be a good idea to take this up with the Board of Aldermen. Tell them we've got to advertise Pine Ridge.
Advertise it? You mean we're going to sell it?
No, just let folks know all about it. Let them know it's on the map. Let them know it's a big progress town. Brag on ourselves a little bit.
Well, is that nice to go around bragging?
In this case, it is, yes. It's just civics pride. That's what it is.
Yes, huh?
I'm going to do that right now. I'll get a hold of Ollie Ziegler and tell him my idea.
Ollie Ziegler?
Short and a long and a short.
Huh?
Yeah, he's secretary for the Board of Aldermen. He's the one that lets them know when there's going to be a board meeting and all that.
Well, I never knowed Ollie had that job.
Yeah, he used to have it anyway.
Huh.
Hello?
Yeah.
Who is this? Oh, well, you're the feller I want, Ollie. No, this is Lum Eddards. Yeah, well, listen, Ollie, when's the next meeting of the aldermen?
Ex-notary public Peabody.
Oh.
That's...
Well, that is a shame. Oh, I see. Oh. All right, much obliged, Ollie. Goodbye.
Ain't Ollie the secretary after all?
Well, he got the books all right. That is part of them, but somehow they got in the wash tubs and got all the writing washed out of them.
The writing washed out of
so
them?
So he don't know nothing about the meetings.
Huh.
What I better do is go right direct to the aldermen.
Yeah.
Fact is, that's what I ought to have done in the first place. As long as it's something as important as this is.
Yeah, well, who are you calling there now?
Luther Phillips, short and too long.
Oh, is he one of the aldermen?
Yeah, sure. Hello, Miss Phillips.
Oh, that's his name.
Is Luther at home? Oh, I see. Well, maybe you can help me. Do you know when Luther's going to the next alderman meeting?
I just can't get used to talking on the phone.
Well, how come? Oh, I see. Well, much obliged, Miss Phillips, anyway. Goodbye.
What's the trouble with Luther?
Oh, he had a sort of a fight with Grimy Ludlow at one of the alderman meetings and ain't been to a meeting since then. That was 3 years ago.
What'd they fight about?
Oh, something about a little old checker game.
Well, I don't blame him. I never did like the way that Grimy played checkers. Always making up a batch of new rules of his own.
Let's see. No use calling Grimy.
Oh, that's Barnett, no.
He's at the county seat mixed up in some trial there.
Yeah, he's courting this week.
Non-supporting his woman, I believe it is. Who's the other alderman?
Well, Eli White was alderman at one time. I think he went out of office a few years back, though.
Yeah, that's right. Who'd they elect in his place?
Well, let's see, Lobby, I don't know, Mom.
I don't believe nobody's ever elected. Come to think of it, the election was postponed on account of the flood that year, and they never did get around to holding it.
Yeah, I recollect that, yeah. Who are you going to call up now, then?
Well, there's only one thing to do. Go right direct to the mayor. I'll call him right away.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Go
right to tell him he better do something about that alderman situation. Besides advertising what a good run town Pine Ridge.
Yeah, tell him to get busy.
Well, wait a minute. I can't call him.
Why not?
You know who the mayor is, don't you?
Why, sure. It's, Let's see now. Howard Polk. That's who it is.
That's right. And Howard Polk moved to Oklahoma 4 years ago.
Huh.
This town ain't got a mayor, Abner. Hi, Granny, this is the worst-run place I ever seen.
Doggone, I believe it is, too, Lord.
I'll tell you one thing. I'm going to do something about it, though. Starting right today, I'm taking action. Pine Ridge is going to take its place again as one of the outstanding metropolises of the nation.
Well, it looks as though Pine Ridge is going to take quite a bit of doing over to get it back into shape. So Lum has a big job ahead of him. Join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, do you like your heaviest meals in the evening? Well, many people do. And as a result, do you sometimes spend the evening feeling miserable? Well, overeating often results in acid indigestion. So next time that happens to you, be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Just drink a glass of sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer. It can help you feel better fast. It helps neutralize excess gastric acidity. It helps soothe an upset, jittery stomach. It helps sweeten a sour, acid stomach. And its analgesic helps relieve the headache that often goes with an upset stomach. You'll appreciate the fast way Alka-Seltzer can turn discomfort into comfort. The way it helps reduce gastric hyperacidity. You can get its fast relief in any drugstore. Remember, it's Alka-Seltzer you want. So ask your druggist for a large package today. Then be wise, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. And when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more.